Well, it is time for our talkback segment. Talkback is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share. Maybe there's a comment you'd like to make. Maybe you've caught me in an unexplained or impossible statement and you'd just like to clarify things. It doesn't really matter why you get in touch with us. We just like to hear from you. So join the others who have come through with some notes of their own and put your voice first on KAXE. We're going to hear this morning from six different grade schools around the area, and then we're going to hear from the voice of Chris, who lives in Hill City, Minnesota. So we're going to start this morning with our good friend Augie, who lives out in Shevlin, Minnesota, and this is what's happening up that way.
Hi, this is August reporting from Northern Sun Farm in Shevlin Township. This is my report for the week of February 17th through the 23rd. It was cold for most of the week, but on the 21st and 22nd, it was very nice and warm. Our coldest temp this week was 25 below on the 20th, and our warmest temp was 44 on the 22nd. It hasn't snowed since the 28th of January, and the warmer weather and sunshine is melting a lot of snow. We haven't observed that many animals this week. We did see a dead porcupine by the side of the road and smelled skunk. There is still a lot of deer moving around. We've seen bald eagles, crows, magpies, ravens, and chickadees on a dead deer by the side of the road. We saw swans on a small creek by our house. I had my first LBB sighting of the spring. The house sparrows just came back to our barn, and also we heard a woodpecker drumming. We've been trying to go ice fishing more now that the slush has frozen on the lakes. We went four times this week. The ice depth on Lake Bemidji is about 2 feet thick. Talk to you next time.
Thank you, Augie. Great report. Lots of things going on in Shevlin Township. A low of minus 25 and a high of plus 44. I had similar temperatures at my house. I noted one day it was 25 below, and the next day, about 36 hours later, it was 35 above, which is a 60-degree temperature spike. We get those kinds of things here. I think the greatest single day temperature change in Minnesota is in the 80 degree range. So we're not there yet, but we're getting there. Skunks, magpies, house sparrows, his LBB, little brown bird. Yeah, good for you, Augie. I was out to visit Augie a while ago, and I mentioned that there were a lot of LBBs in his yard. He sent me a picture of six of the LBBs that were in his yard, and it's a lovely drawing. I think we have shared it, but we'll make sure that you get a chance to see Augie's drawings of some of the six LBBs that he has at his house.